There's a dancer on the floor, there's drink upon the table, and there's one to call for more. There's Gaelic in the fiddle, like the Gaelic in the glen. As songs take on new meaning, boy, she's getting dark again. Getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again. There was tea and tunes this morning, or was it yesterday, when friends and fiddles gathered, and friends and fiddles played. There was lots of those were good times, and do you remember when? But that was jigs and reels ago, she's getting dark again. Getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again. Now if any of you are slighted by the deeds that now are done, by the fellowship of music and the fantasy of fun, we'd like to say we're sorry, shed a tear for you, but then we haven't got the time right now. It's getting dark again, getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark. There's a piper in the corner, there's a dancer on the floor, there's drink upon the table, there's one to call for more, and there's Gaelic in the fiddle, like the Gaelic in the glen. And a song's take on new meaning, boy, she's getting dark again. Getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again. Getting dark again, getting dark again. For the second time since we got up, it's getting dark again.
Thank you. On WUMB, you're listening to Down East Kaylee. I'm your host, Marcia Young Palmateer. Tonight, we started with Sandy McIntyre. Sandy is a native of Inverness Town in Inverness County, Cape Breton. He's lived most of his adult life in Ontario, inspiring and teaching many, many young fiddle players. Sandy played the Strathspey Neil Gow's Style, written by Simon Fraser. Big Alex's Ace was the first reel, followed by Nicole McIntyre, written by Sandy, and Kay Jarawa's reel, written by Joey Beaton for his cousin, who lived many years in Watertown. Sandy had Doug McPhee on the piano and Dave McIsaac on guitar. After that, we heard Buddy McDonald with perhaps his biggest hit so far, Getting Dark Again. We've all been there, haven't we? Buddy, who is a native of North Shore, Victoria County, and now lives in Bourlaudree, Cape Breton, was accompanied on the fiddle by Kimberly Fraser. On guitars, he had Fred Lavery and Gordy Sampson, and Allie Bennett played the bass. And we just heard Joe Cormier. He played Culloden House, Rothy Murchis Rant, The Braes of Auchtertyre, and the Argyle Bowling Green, also known as The Braes of Glencoe. Joe had Connie McGilvery on the piano, and Edmund Boudreau provided that excellent mandolin backup. Coming up, we have the group Gadelle from Prince Edward Island with a traditional French song. We'll precede that with a set of jigs played by Felix and Formanger from Newfoundland. Here they are on WUMB. We'll be right back.
maman va l'écouter. Vous m'avez en bas de côté. Si vous me battez, je m'en ai des jeunes fillettes. Coquelure, sucre, vous m'avez en bas de coquelure. À mon côté pour vous aimer. Si vous me battez, je m'en ai des.
is Down East Cayley on WUMB. We just heard Dominique Dupuis from Memram Cook, New Brunswick. She played Lisa Sherbrooke, Rocket Richard, yep, named for that great Montreal Canadiens hockey player, and the Twin Sisters. And she had Kimberly Holmes on the piano, Skip Holmes on guitar, and that was Ray Legere on the mandolin. Before that, we heard Goodell from Prince Edward Island, Louise Arsenault, Samantha Gallant, Alain Bergeron, and Caroline Bernard. And they sang a traditional kind of a work song. They pronounce the title so much better than I do that I'm just going to say in English, it's Spinning My Spindle, which you have to do before you can weave the cloth. We started with Felix and Formanger, with Le Gigue, Gus LaCour, Gus LaCour's Jigs. The second tune was from a song called Paddy McKenzie's Goat. And Felix and Formanger were joined by Scott McMillan on guitar and Jason Formanger on the drums. Coming up, we have a group from Fredericton, Madabo, singing a song about a sealing disaster that happened in Newfoundland in March of 1914. And Daryl Grant, who wrote the song, Daryl Grant of Madabo, was inspired by Cassie Brown's marvelous book, Death on the Ice. We'll precede that and follow that with music from Newfoundland, starting with the Irish Descendants here on WUMB.
Thank you. When I was just a young, young man, I roamed along the banks of Newfoundland. And I'd ride high, swing low, everywhere I'd go. When I was just a young, young man. But 1914 was a winter of little hope, and though my love said I should fear to go, we were daring lads, the best of lads, gone from Doteen Cove to the seal hunt, ice floe, south of Los Amados. Fortune cast her crooked die, two stowaways were found, omens rippled deep down in the hold. Ice was tight and our ship would soon be trapped. We were never once to burn down in the fat. Near a dozen days locked in wait, and then off to the Stefano on a dead man's hike across the jagged rafted foes. By mid-morn mare's tails were lashing off our backs. Sun dogs licked the blood up off the sky. I said, Skipper George, we'll rue this more than the great green land, when you were just a young and strapping man. But I'll have no more, the devil's storm is brewing for these pans. And I turned my back on those poor, poor lads. By nightfall, the cracking howl of the banshee on the sea tore at every man who turned to the ship with me. There were 80 never more lost from the Newfoundland when I was just a young, young man. I was just a young, young man.
You're listening to Down East Cayley here on WUMB. We just heard the Plankerdown Band from St. John's, Newfoundland, led by Kelly Russell. And on this occasion, they were joined by Neil Bishop on electric guitar for The Ships Are Sailing. Before that, we heard Madabo with Young Young Man, written by Daryl Grant of the band. The other members are Mike Doyle and John Weaver. They're from Fredericton. And Daryl Grant was inspired by Cassie Brown's Death on the Ice to write that song about the sealing disaster that took place in March of 1914. So many men killed, and it was due to the greed of the ship owners, and the captains. And things did change. There was a lot of fallout from that situation. Wonderful book, Cassie Brown's Death on the Ice. I recommend it. And we started with Darcy Broderick and the Irish Descendants with Ruins of Kilmallock, Little Judy, Sheehan's Reel, and The Copper Plate. Coming up, we have Mary Jane Lamond, accompanied by Ashley MacIsaac. Ashley MacIsaac with Mary Jane singing along. Some really great stuff. And we'll precede that with some tunes from Richard Wood from Prince Edward Island after we discuss upcoming events. Tonight, the Canadian American Club is having their annual corned beef and cabbage dinner, followed by a dance with the Wild Rovers. Sorry, you had to make reservations. Never mind. French Club is having a jamboree tomorrow afternoon. That's the French American Victory Club in Waltham. That goes from 2 to 6. The doors open at 1 o'clock, and the Country Masters host. Also tomorrow afternoon, Cultus Culturi Aaron is having a session at the Canadian American Hall. That goes from 3 to 7. Next Saturday, March 12th, the French Club is having their corned beef dinner, followed by a dance with the Country Masters. And over at the Canadian American Club, there'll be a square dance with Richard Wood and Gorton Belcher in from Prince Edward Island. That's next Saturday. Saturday, March 19th, out in Westfield, Mass, at St. Mary's High School, J.J. Chasen and his younger brother Cody will be in concert. That starts at 7:30. The Canadian American Club is having a dance Saturday, March 19th with Mike Walker, Country Masters, and the Good Old Boys. Country music for your listening and dancing pleasure. And don't forget they have open sessions in their downstairs hall every Friday night. Sunday, March 20th, the French Club is having another jamboree, usual times. Also on March 20th, Cape Breton Gaelic Club is having their monthly Cayley at the Canadian American Hall with fiddle tunes, Gaelic songs led by Kite MacKillop, tea, and, of course, goodies. For more information on these events and more throughout Atlantic Canada, as much as we have them, and how to make reservations for next Saturday night's corned beef dinner, go to our website, cayley.org, C-E-I-L-I-D-H.org. The music for our calendar tonight was from Sigrid Rolfe on flute, Margie Carmichael on guitar accompanying her. They're from PEI. They played a traditional jig and a jig called Tommy Peoples, named, of course, for the great Irish fiddle player. And now, as promised, here is Richard Wood on WUMB. Thank you.
fine goede clean. Ik had een vriendin van mijn hart. Ik had een fine goede clean. Ik had een vriendin van mijn hart. Ik had een fine goede clean. Ik had een vriendin van mijn hart. Thank you.
moulin do it hoodem in, I'm moulin do it hoodem in, sit the costola gowns. Moulin do it hoodem in, I'm moulin do it hoodem in, moulin do it hoodem in, sit the costola gowns.
Listening to Down East Cayley here on WUMB. I'm glad you could join us. We just heard Ashley McIsaac with his mega hit, Sleepy Maggie. That was Mary Jane Lammon singing. She wrote the Gaelic lyrics. And both the recording and the video were a monster hit for the two of them. Made them both known worldwide. I was so pleased. Ashley played Sleepy Maggie, followed that with Moulin Dhu, and before that we heard Mary Jane Lammond singing Boggin Lochan with Ashley on the fiddle, Stuart Cameron on guitar, and Scott Long on the pipes. And we started with Richard Wood with the All Man, that's A-W-L, man, the Castle Hornpipe, and a tune he wrote, The Iceman. He was accompanied by Kimberly Holmes on the piano, Skip Holmes on guitar. And we're going to leave you with a blast of tunes from the Gaelic College Pipe Band, led by Pipe Major Bruce McPhee. Muckle Dram, Thunderhead, Smoking in the Kitchen, The Haunting, written by Neil Dickey, Miss Drummond of Perth, The Smiths, A Gallant Fireman, The Corgi, Marry Me Now, and Hamish Moore's Maltz on the Optics. See, I told you it was a blast of tunes. Hope you can stick around for Sandy Sheehan and Traditional Folk after that. And I hope you can join us next week when we'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day a little early with some Irish material and also celebrating maple sugaring. Until then, oikia valiv, agus bionic leave.